more than 7 years, private companies have been trying to take over schools in Philadelphia. And for more than 7 years, they've been met with public outcry and protest.
These private companies, also known as EMOs, Education Management Organizations, run several Philadelphia public schools and are trying to get more. They run the schools as if it's a business instead of a school. So this is Lawrence, a senior at West Philadelphia High School and also a member of the Philadelphia Student Union.
If West Philadelphia High School was taken over by EMO, I think it would be like an uprising in the community because, like, majority of the community cares about the school. So I think people wouldn't stand for it. But I think if it did happen, it would be really bad because, like, they might fire good teachers or the principal, and we have a good principal now, so that would suck.
While everyone in the community agrees that there needs to be deep reforms in schools, many think that privatization is not a solution to the problem, but will only create more issues.
This is Zakia, a sophomore at Sayre High School and also a member of the Philadelphia Student Union.
Privatization is bad for schools because they don't change nothing. Studies have showed that EMOs don't work because basically they just come in, they make money off the students, they get more money. That's it. I would feel like I'm for sale. Like I just became somebody's product on the market and that they don't really care about my education. They basically just care about how much money they can get from me going to that school. I don't want to be for sale. I don't want to be in a school that's being ran by somebody who don't really care if I graduate or not. Like, EMOs, they're not obligated to listen to what we got to say to our problems. They don't have to change nothing. So that would be messed up too, because it's like basically it's like what they say goes. That's not how school should be.
On the day before Valentine's Day, PSU held an action to tell the school district that the love affair between EMOs and our schools should be over. These are the opinions of those who attended the rally.
Yeah, it's important to taxpayers and important to our youth. We wasted $120 million on EMOs so far. Let's not waste $120 more.
Why am I here? Because I support this idea of asking some serious questions about why we're spending money on outside companies that don't seem to be doing a very good job of improving our schools.
I'm here to support the right for every student, no matter what racial or social economic class background they come from, to have equal access education as everybody else in the city. I'm here with Philadelphia Jobs with Justice, so of course bettering the community is of my interest, and of course starting with students because you guys are our future. So I'm here to support you guys and also commend you on the great work you guys have been doing all year round, you know, coming out here showing young people, you know, that taking action and getting the word out really makes a difference. So that's why I'm here.
Hi, my name's Alicia. I'm a member of Acorn. We have 70 schools that are failing right now. They're in corrective action. I don't believe that privatization is the answer to these failing schools. We have EMOs/charter schools in action, and the results are not promising. Instead of privatizing, we need to give these schools smaller class sizes, qualified teachers, and up-to-date resources for our children. Yeah!
They're not paying for the experienced teachers to go into schools, or just not paying, you know, giving the good teachers that are in the schools resources. So now we're in the teacher quality where the teacher quality is horrible because they don't have any resources, because they're not getting experienced teachers there. So then these schools are like this for a period of time, for 5 years, and then they're going to corrective action too, which is ridiculous. And then the cycle continues until someone like us can step in and say, this isn't right, and then try to break it. And try to really say, this is not right, and you need to put the students first.
This piece was produced by Daniel Jones, Lawrence Jones Mahoney, and Matthew Johnson. I'm Eric Yates for the Philadelphia Student Union.